believe they will have substantial changes in several aspects in higher education in the future. My first reflection is related to the type of teaching according to the level. I mean, undergraduate, master, and lifelong learning. I see difference between undergraduate, master, and lifelong learning courses. For example, in the undergraduate studies, I think the changes will be minor in the structure of the degrees that we will follow, let me say, with more or less predefined path for the students. However, I envision very flexible learning pathway in master and lifelong learning courses. In this case, the traditional semester-based structure, I think that they will weep away to more modular, competency-based, and on-demand learning options. In terms of learning format, I envision the same that we have today, online, in-person, and hybrid forms. I think that will be more or less similar, maybe with different technologies. In this sense, I think that we will use more powerful and immersive technologies that we currently have in the online format, but we will work with the three different formats. I think that technical degrees will require face-to-face format, especially for lab and experimentation, but especially for developing a skill like soft skill, including communication, critical thinking, collaborative working, and emotional intelligence. Therefore, I think that traditional degrees program will coexist with the flexible credit option, including micro-credential badges and even certificates. Well, I think that the learners will earn a stack credential, building customized educational portfolios according to the goals that they have. I also believe that this credential will generate a big difference between the different institutions in the future, and the reputation of the university will be quite important. In order to the assessment, I think that the assessment method will be very different, mainly providing continuous feedback to the students. And also in terms of learning activities, it will be very, very different in terms of more team working and critical thinking for the student. I think that there will be critical competencies for the student of the future. Probably we will have a competency-based education. Instead of focusing in credit hour like now, that we are quite focused on the credit hours, I think that the future will be based on competency-based education. Everyone will generate his own path and back of different competencies, and I think that is the way that the student will study in the future, and how the university will manage all the different courses. Well, I think that a very, very important key aspect for the universities of the future will be reputation. I think that this kind of online technology, the ubiquity of the students around the world, the ability to use English like a common language, will provide a high reputation university with the ability to attract a lot of students, probably some of them in a face-to-face mode, but likely most of them in an online way. And that means that almost everyone will apply to this kind of universities, and the competency between universities will be very, very hard. And all the universities that don't have a very, very good reputation probably will disappear in the future. Then I think that all the high education faculties and universities need to think about it and to think how to create this reputation, maybe in a very, very specific topics, they can create some special space for them. And in my opinion, this can be one of the key success factor for the universities of the future. Reputation, and in some cases, to segment very well the customer, the student, providing very, very specific and high quality teaching in very, very specific areas.